You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard is out today. Coming up tonight after 7, it's Reveal. This week, Reveal goes to the African nation of Malawi to find out why the U.S. government continued to give grants to a charitable organization that it knew was linked to an international fugitive. That's tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network. First, on Memorial Day, we're looking back now at John Doc Bradley, a Wisconsinite who served in World War II. He had been identified as being in the iconic photo of the flag raising in Iwo Jima, a photo that represents the Iwo Jima battle, the Pacific War, and the Marine Corps itself. But the Marines have launched an investigation into that photograph to determine the identity of the person in the photo that until now was thought to have been Bradley. Meg Jones joins us with the details of the investigation. She's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who specializes in military and veterans issues. Meg, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into this story, let's look at that photo itself. This thing, if people think of a photo of World War II, this is likely the one that comes to mind. Why did this become such an icon of that era?
Well, that's true about this being the iconic photo. You have to kind of think back to the time, February 1945. At that point, America had been at war for a number of years, had lost tens of thousands of its best and brightest. There was a war going on in Europe. People were pretty tired of this. And it was a war that, for really the first time, affected pretty much the whole United States. So there was bad news coming from the front. The Battle of the Bulge had just finished in, you know, the previous month. So there wasn't a lot of good news. There wasn't a lot of things that people could kind of say, well, you know, we're turning the tide of the war. So all of a sudden, this photo comes out, and you know, it was 1/400th of a second that Joe Rosenthal with a speed graphic camera took, and it just seemed to touch a nerve with a war-weary country that had lost sons and husbands and fathers. And finally, here was a picture that people could say, this is why we're doing it. This is why our loved ones are overseas. And I think that's why it just hit a nerve with everybody.
Well, one of those loved ones overseas was John Doc Bradley. Can you tell us a little bit about his background, his story?
Yeah. So John Bradley grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin, and he became a corpsman in the Navy. Now, a lot of people don't know this about the Marines, but basically in the Marines, you either have infantry or artillery combat arms. All the other auxiliary units, medicine, chaplains, they all come from the Navy. Mm. So while Doc was not a Marine, he was a Navy corpsman attached to a Marine infantry unit. And by the time he had gotten to that day of the flag raising, they had been on Iwo Jima for several days. There was unprecedented carnage. Basically, the Japanese had burrowed into this rocky island of Iwo Jima. It was kind of like a hornet's nest. And so for the previous 3 days before that flag raising, Doc Bradley hadn't eaten. He hadn't slept. He had blood on his uniform of his buddies, and he was exhausted, like everybody was on that day. And all of a sudden, he's sent up with a patrol up to the top of Mount Suribachi. Now, this Mount Suribachi wasn't like the pinnacle of this battle. It was very early on in the battle, and there was still weeks left of incredible, horrendous fighting on this island. But a commander down below in a ship said, "Hey, we better put a flag up there." So he's in this first party that goes up, and they raise a flag, and some pictures are taken, and he figures, okay, well, you know, we raised a flag, and then he goes to a man. And unbeknownst to him, another commander says, "Listen, we need to put a bigger flag up there, and I want that flag." So they send the same another guy up there, Rene Gagnon, who was in the picture, up with a larger flag. Doc Bradley is up there because he's up there with his unit, and he helps hoist this flag. Now, whether he's actually the one that's in that photograph is what the big source of controversy is now.
Right. How did we initially think that he was in the photo itself? I mean, obviously, he'd risen a flag. Photos were taken of him.
Right.
It made sense.
Right. So when Joan Rosenthal shot this photograph, and by the way, in nowadays, you know, we've got a card, you know, we fill up 500, 600 pictures, think nothing of that. He only took 8 photos. Hmm. on Mount Suribachi. And one of them happened to be that photo. And he also took a picture of like a gung-ho moment of everyone going like, yay. And Doc Bradley is clearly in that picture. So when Joe Rosenthal, he had to come back down off Mount Suribachi, put his film on a trip on a ship that had to be sent off someplace. So he had no idea who these guys were because it was very, very fluid. So the picture runs, it goes a 1945 version of viral, and all of a sudden the military is like, and also President Roosevelt sees it and he's like, who are those guys? And the military is like, oh, we don't know. So then the Marines are all of a sudden trying to peddle and find out who these six guys are. So they do know that Rene Gagnon had carried the flag up. And so they go to Rene and they say, who are these guys in the picture? And you can't really, I mean, you can't really see anybody's faces. And so Rene is trying to, you know, he's been through all this battle. It's now a couple of weeks afterwards. And he comes up with some names. And of the six guys of the five other guys beside him that he comes up with, within a few months, they find out that one of those guys was a wrong guy. So it's the one that's to the very right of it. They said it was a guy by the name of Hank Hansen. And a Harlan Block's mother says, I know my son's backside. That's my son, Harlan Block. Because the other thing is, the six of these guys that had raised this flag, three of them didn't make it off the island. Mm-hmm. Three of them were killed very quickly. So so about Doc Bradley, he is injured a couple of weeks later. He's riddled with shrapnel and his legs are badly hurt. He's in a hospital. And so this is like 2 months later. The military comes to him and they say, hey, you were in that flag raising photo. And Doc Bradley is like, well, yeah, I raised the flag. And he's probably thinking mm-hmm. the first flag raising. So this is how this all. So at some point, did Doc Bradley know he wasn't in that photo? Did he always know that he was in that photo? That's what the big question is now. And so when I went to James Bradley, who wrote the best-selling book, Flags of Our Fathers, Bradley's son, which is the movie is based off of, James Bradley, and I think this is key, he now does not think it is his father. And I think that's key because he did a lot of research and he lived his whole life with his father, and his father raised eight kids and was a very upstanding citizen of Antigo, Wisconsin, and he ran the funeral home up there. And I asked James Bradley, I said, well, do you think your father knew at some point that he wasn't in that photo? And he said, no, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. He said, my dad would have said something, but I'm not so sure. I don't know. Maybe it got away from Doc Bradley. Maybe he got caught up and at some point when he realized it was too late and he couldn't say no. Or, I mean, that's the big mystery.
Talking to Meg Jones from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a famous photo taken in World War II on Iwo Jima with a Wisconsin man now believed not to have been in it. There's no question, though, that John Bradley was there on Iwo Jima, and it sounds like, by all accounts, he performed heroically with the Marines as a Navy corpsman.
Yeah, exactly, and that shouldn't be lost in this whole controversy over who is and who is not in that photo. And that's why I wrote a couple of stories about this for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I wanted to make clear, and I ended the first story about this, that I described how Doc Bradley earned a Navy Cross on Iwo Jima. So it's the Medal of Honor is the top, and then the crosses are right below a Medal of Honor. And his family never knew that he'd won a Navy Cross. After he died in 1994, they were going through some of his boxes of mementos, and they found the Navy Cross in there. So he never bothered to mention that. But they're able to find out how he had earned that. So a couple of days before the flag raising, he was in an open area, and pretty much all of Iwo Jima is open. There's no ground cover, there's no trees, there's no nothing. And one of his buddies was severely injured. So he goes running out into this field. Crossfire is coming from all directions. He shields the wounded man with his body, and he signals to his corpsman. He said, stay where you are. Don't come over here because you're going to get hurt. So he doesn't just leave this man and go save himself. He sets up, he realizes that this guy cannot be bandaged up very, very quickly. He needs life-saving plasma. So he sets up, I mean, picture bullets, sniper rounds coming in, RPG, you know, mortars, all that kind of stuff coming in. He puts up his rifle and he puts down a plasma, and he basically saves this man's life, shields him with his body, and at some point then, when this life-saving plasma is in this man, he's able to drag him like 30 yards away and get him to safety. Okay, so, you know, whether he's the guy, the second one from the right, raising that flag, you know what? I don't think it matters. He was a hero, and I don't think that's what should be lost in all this.
Right, and the Marines are investigating to try to figure out who was in that photo. But in a way, when you look at it as this iconic photo, does it matter? I mean, this is a photo that symbolized the Marines and the Navy support personnel who were there. Does it matter which individual ones? It was all of them in a way.
Right, I think for the six men in that photo, they became the heroes. I mean, pretty much everybody who went off to war, and even the folks that were stayed back home, did their duty and had their own brand of heroism. But, you know, does it matter who those six guys were? No, they were all heroes. We know three of them didn't come home from that mountain. The guy that they now believe is the person that was originally identified as John Bradley, was also identified in that photo, but further to the left. That also begs the question, though, and his name is Franklin Sousley. So if Franklin Sousley is actually the second from the right, then who is that guy who was pictured as Franklin Sousley? So somebody went to his grave or took that information with him to his grave. It might just be one of those mysteries that we never solve. We may solve it, but in the end, though, I think what the men did on that island and what they did in battlefields all over the world that during World War II is really what speaks to their heroism.
Meg, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Meg Jones, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She specializes in military and veterans issues. She joined us to talk about the Marines' investigation into the identity of a person the iconic Iwo Jima flag-raising photograph, previously thought to be a Wisconsinite.